Executive Committee of Southern California Conference. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, May 17, 1903. To the Executive Committee of the Southern California Conference. Dear brethren, from Elder Santee's letter, I learn that it has been proposed to hold your next camp meeting at Fernando. No doubt this would be a convenience to those living near the school, and to those families who wish to place their children in the school. But our camp meetings ought not to be planned with a view to meeting the convenience of a few families, but with a view to warning the world and converting souls to the truth. The Church of Christ was organized for missionary purposes. Our camp meetings are among the most important agencies in our work for fulfilling these purposes. Through them, we may reach many with the gospel message. The Lord has instructed us that they are most effective agencies for doing this work. From Testimonies for the Church, 633, I quote the following. In the Sermon on the Mount, Christ said to his disciples, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Matthew 5, verse 14 to 16. If our camp meetings are conducted as they should be, they will indeed be a light in the world. They should be held in the large cities and towns where the message of truth has not been proclaimed, and they should continue for 2 or 3 weeks. It may sometimes be advisable to hold a camp meeting for several successive seasons in the same place, but as a rule, the place of meeting should be changed from year to year. Brethren, I exhort you to read again what is written in this testimony regarding our camp meeting work. Read it with a determination to understand the instruction given and to carry it into effect. I urge you to realize the importance of reading the directions that the Lord has given us, that we may carry forward His work on the lines that He has marked out. Let us hold our camp meetings near some of the important cities, in a retired place, yet not so far away that the people will not attend. We are to hold these meetings where we can reach those who are perishing in sin. Please read also the section in Testimony, Volume 6, entitled Education. This is the Lord's message to parents, children, and teachers. Let our students obtain this book and read it with a determination to improve.